Welcome back to the program. Now, we got a very serious topic, but I'm going to actually get a medical opinion because we do have the president-elect of the Canadian Medical Association who's a doctor. But I know that we're going to come back to the hygiene discussion when I guess I carried my masks that I wear in the same bag as my shoes that I put on at work. And now everyone thinks I'm gross, including my mother. And I'll read you my mother's shame. She's humiliated that I've admitted that I wear a mask for COVID that has touched my shoes that I've carried in my bag.
Shame.
Yes. I don't know how bad this is. I don't care. I'm wearing it. I'm not throwing out the mask because it touched my shoes. But this is just one issue. I'm double vaccinated, which is more than I can say for a lot of health workers who mysteriously aren't doing it, and provinces aren't enforcing the double vax mandate for healthcare institutions. So we've got Dr. Alika LaFontaine, president-elect of the Canadian Medical Association. Dr. LaFontaine, always a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
I'm going to ask you the hygiene question later, but why don't we lead with the actual news? What do you say? Good idea, right? Make of the fact that the Premier of Ontario and the Quebec government, Premier of Quebec, are saying, you know what? We are not going to have a mask mandate, or a double vax mandate, rather, in Ontario. And in Quebec, we're going to back off our, no, if you're not double vaxxed, you are going to be suspended without pay, because the disruption will be too much. In the meantime, we're giving out booster shots. What is the Canadian Medical Association's position on vaccine mandates for healthcare workers?
So the Canadian Medical Association has come with a very strong call for mandatory vaccinations. I think from a healthcare worker point of view, there's nothing that's more frustrating than courageous leadership shifting into the opposite. And there's really two crises that are playing out right now. One is related to the pandemic. The other one is related to health human resources. And this has been a long time coming. We all have heard people say that COVID has just magnified pre-existing problems. But, you know, I want to make one thing clear to listeners. This is a vocal minority of healthcare workers that are refusing vaccination or hesitant about vaccination. The vast majority of healthcare workers across the country, more than 90% in nearly every part of the country, has been double vaccinated or will be double vaccinated by the deadlines that were set.
Well, okay. You're the head of the CMA. Here's what the Premier of Ontario said. I'm going to quote him. The impact of the potential departure of tens of thousands of healthcare workers is weighed against the small number of outbreaks that are currently active in Ontario's hospitals. So the Premier is saying if we have an enforced vaccine mandate, there's the potential departure of tens of thousands of healthcare workers. Alleging, the Premier of Ontario is, that there are tens of thousands of healthcare workers who are not vaccinated. Is that true?
So it will be challenging to know whether or not I'd agree or not agree with that statement without seeing the data that Premier Ford is looking at. But I can tell you two things I know for sure. The first is that, once again, this is a small vocal minority in pretty much every healthcare system. We also don't know where these people work. And so the impact of them not coming to work because of not being vaccinated is actually unknown. This is all theoretical. This is not something that has hit the healthcare systems in the way that these waves have. The second is we do know that there actually are facts. So mandatory vaccinations definitely lead to higher vaccination rates. That increases the safety of healthcare systems for healthcare workers as well as the patients that come into our healthcare systems. And we also know that when COVID outbreaks occur within these systems, there are enormous disruptions. You know, in Alberta, there's been a few outbreaks on different surgical wards across the provinces we've been trying to open up. And that shutdown has led to further surgical cancellations. And so the idea that somehow we're going to save ourselves from the very real health human resource crunch by simply doing away with this is probably not couched in fact, from my own opinion. But once again, I have to see the data.
Well, he didn't show the data, first of all. Let me just be clear. The Premier did not show any data to back up that number, Dr. LaFontaine, president-elect of the Canadian Medical Association. But his health minister came out. She would not confirm that number. But she says, like Quebec, we're going to let the hospitals make their own decision because we are deeply concerned that surgeries, if this happens, we're going to have a big disruption. Here's what she said about surgeries.
We know that in British Columbia, for example, they've had to cancel some of their scheduled surgeries because they've got about 3,300 workers that are out on leave now and are being requested to have vaccination.
And in Quebec, they say 8,000. So, like, is it fair to say, look, we love this. We're going to leave it up to the hospitals. But bottom line is, like in Quebec, they say they have 500 service reductions and possible 8,000 different disruptions. What do you make of that?
So, once again, we know that surgical disruptions have happened with previous waves. And the real reason was because our vaccination rates were way too low, right? It's unvaccinated patients that are overwhelming the health system. On average, it's usually providers who are unvaccinated who actually end up leading to shutdown of these different services. I think, once again, with leadership, it's a tough call right now because they're having to prioritize safety services along with other priorities. And, you know, from a healthcare provider point of view, as somebody who is an anesthesiologist who works within the OR, I think patient safety always needs to come first. And it's very clear that vaccination is one of the things that we definitely can do that has a direct impact on the rate of COVID within our healthcare workforce, as well as possible exposure to patients. And so I think they're really prioritizing the wrong considerations. And I don't think that necessarily eliminating mandatory vaccinations is really going to save the healthcare system as these new waves move throughout the different regions of Canada.
Okay. So what is the message? Would you like both Ontario, Quebec, and other provinces say vaccine mandate for all healthcare workers and that's it?
So I think it's all part of a multi-pronged approach to COVID. One of the things that vaccination mandates for healthcare workers do is they send a clear signal to Canadians that not only are vaccinations safe, they work, and they're adopted by the people that provide you care. So that increases the general vaccination rate of just patients across Canada. The second part is it eliminates a variable when it comes to the very real health human resource crisis that we have. You know, we can have confidence that if someone is vaccinated, they'll be less likely to pass along COVID to a patient or colleague. You know, if someone is double vaccinated, they'll be less likely to have very severe consequences if they do end up catching COVID, notwithstanding all the different protections we have. And it really signals to the public that we are taking this very seriously and that this is real.
Okay. I think it's a great point. I think this is, by the way, I got a couple seconds. Why are some of these healthcare workers, I know the vast majority of healthcare workers, and I want to repeat what you said, Dr. LaFontaine, they're double vaxxed, but why are they not getting vaccinated?
So I think there's two different groups. One are the vaccine hesitant. They haven't had the chance to sit down and have discussions about, you know, their own concerns. Healthcare workers are extremely busy as well. You know, it just like a single parent trying to keep their life in order, going to work and taking care of their children. It's the same thing for healthcare workers. We're very busy, especially with the demands nowadays. And I do think there is a small vocal minority who is very right. against vaccinations. You know, and I think that that small minority is who's driving the discussion, but I don't actually think that that's the majority of the group that has yet to be vaccinated.
Can you just help my mother? She's mad at me because I brought my shoes and I put them in the same work bag as my mask and they touched. I don't care. What do you think?
You know, I think any time something touches your face is probably good to keep away from things you don't want to touch your face. As far as wearing a mask, you know, that barrier, because this is in the air, is really important. And so I'm really happy to hear that you are wearing your mask. But I'd probably lean on the side of your mom just to try and make sure you keep it clean.
You know, I knew you would do that. I knew it. Because she's right. But I knew you'd side with my mom. And you're smart to do that. All right. And you've side with my entire team who are grossed out by this. All right, Doc, thank you for everything. I always appreciate it. Good luck, of course, Dr. Alika LaFontaine, the president-elect of the Canadian Medical Association. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.